it doesn't take a whole lot to get your team up to play the Blackman Blaze, I would say.
I would think that's true on both ends. Murfreesboro is a big place, but yet it's a small place. You know, the zones are really close, and the kids interact, and, you know, there's not 19 malls. There's one or two malls up here, and, you know, and the kids see each other. And so any time that the Rutherford County schools get together, that's going to be an exciting game, you know, and the parents work together, and, you know, and they've played Little League ball together. So it's, you know, it's exciting, and it's fun for the community, and it's fun for the kids.
What challenges does Blackman pose for you?
Well, obviously, they've got several, you know, Division I scholarship commitments. You know, we've got none. So, obviously, from a talent standpoint, we have our backs against the wall a little bit, you know. So they got an outstanding coaching staff. They got numbers. You know, I guess on paper you couldn't give us a chance, but, you know, I know the fighting spirit of our kids, and, you know, and I don't think you could tell them that. So, and we obviously will do everything we can to give our kids a chance. And, you know, it's going to be a tough game for us, you know, but I think our kids will mentally buy in and give us everything they've got.
That Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday stretch is that's when you win football games, isn't it?
You absolutely do. And actually, you got to go back into January and, you know, February. And, you know, everybody wants to win on Friday night, we tell the kids. But, you know, it's those times when nobody cares about football that if you're pushing, you're getting yourself better. So,
is there such a time that nobody cares about football nowadays?
Well, there's a lot of truth. All they care about are what's going to happen in the game.
Yeah,
they speculate what happens in the games. They don't think about how many times those kids go to the track and run those 110s and the lifting sessions and now you've got 7-on-7 and it's, you know, and they talk about heat now. Think about it in July and, yeah. You know, so it's become more year-round probably than it should be, especially at our level, but it is what it is. And, you know, kids have sacrificed, and they've sacrificed at our place, they sacrificed at Blackman, they sacrificed at every school across the state. So, you know, and the ones who put that work in, but obviously the ones who put that work in and had the most talent are the ones that are going to be the, you know, the better teams.
It's Riverdale Blackman Week.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, thanks, Coach.